Have you ever listened to psychic mediums and everything turns out to be light and bright and all is well? Have you then realized that there's more to reveal? That maybe something is missing? Something raw? Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio with me, psychic medium Jamie. Journey to the raw side of spirit during this live call-in show. I'm a mother, medium, Reiki master, spiritual connector, and meditation guru. I provide a safe space for people to turn when they are scared and need a non-judgmental heart. Eye of Soul Radio allows you to receive spiritual guidance and empowering self. We get real. We reach everyone and exclude no one. Are you ready to look at the raw side of spirit with me? This show is leaving nothing off limits. Eye of Soul Radio starts now. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, and I'm going to apologize ahead of time because the dogs have decided that everybody that gets their mail today is going to get barked at. So they'll quiet down in a minute. So if you hear some background chatter, it's just my crazy household. That's what we get right now is that, you know, we're all working from home, right? Well, a lot of us are working from home. Some of you are going back to work. And so we just have to make the modifications and adjustments in life. So for us, we have four dogs, anywhere ranging from 1 year to 12. And one is a Basset, and that's our 12-year-old. And he is fantastic. But about this time, he likes to sit on the couch and look out the window, which is super cute, until every neighbor decides to walk down to the mailbox, which is, of course, across the street from our house. So that's how my evening's going. How is yours going? We're almost at Friday. I'm so excited about this topic because for those of you that know me, you know that I'm a numbers person. No, not an accountant. That was my dad. Definitely not my forte. I love numbers as signs. Signs from spirit. Signs from my angels. Signs from loved ones. But also what intrigues me is numerology and how they can play an important part in our life based on our life path, our soul vibration, our heart vibration, how the numbers correlate with the alphabet and how each one of those has a vibration. And in that vibration, it tells the story of where we're going, where we've been, and where we move forward with. And that's why I think that numbers are so fascinating because it tells the life story. So like if you have numerology and it's a life path number, that's the one number that will not change at all. Why is that? Because it's your birthday. So unless somebody messed up on your birth certificate and got the day wrong of your birthday, that's going to be your constant. So we work with people on finding out what their life path number is, and then we move into different aspects of your name. So our names can change, right? If you are a female or even a male nowadays, and you choose to take your spouse's name, that then gives you a different dynamic in numbers. And in doing so, it alters the path and the course of your journey here on Earth. Also, if you think about it, you know, we use nicknames, or maybe we don't use our first name, we use our middle name. Those are all different components of who we are, where we're going in life, and where that centers within our vibration. Pretty cool, actually. We just did a numerology class, and I loved it. I think my group did too. You know what was funny though is watching them, it's a lot of head nods. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I love it when all of a sudden something clicks and you see their face kind of cringe like, oh yeah, that's a lesson I've been learning for a long time. But when we work in numbers, it actually gives us that vantage point of seeing it from a different perspective. So we're actually coming up and out of our body and being able to write it out and see it and feel it and acknowledge it, which is so cool. With that, we can then take it and start making adjustments and tweaks. You know, working with numbers, it is about what we've learned, what we're learning now, and then what we're going to be learning in the future as well. And it kind of gives us a little bit of a blueprint, a little bit of a sneak peek, if you will, into your soul's vibration and your soul's path. Our spirit team can connect with us even further since they're the only ones, in my opinion, in my perspective, that know where we're going, right? Because we sat down with them and made that plan to be able to help further our advancement on that spiritual growth and elevation. But what I find also fascinating is how some of these numbers, which a lot of us regard as angelic numbers, can also be numbers that are a taboo, that are superstition numbers, right? So I'm going to go through today some of that because it's fascinating to me. You know, in the translation of numbers too, it also is about the way they sound in particular languages. And that's interesting because for them, that sound or that word that makes up the number also represents something else. And it becomes kind of creepy for people when they think about it in different cultures. You know, some countries believe certain numbers will bring death, evil, Satan. We all know that number, right? And then also hardship, struggles, cheating, forgery. Oh my goodness, the list goes on and on of all those superstitions that are backed behind numbers and why they don't use them. The second half of the show, I'm going to look at lucky numbers, angelic numbers. I am taking callers today, so you can call 1-800-930-2819 or put in the chat box here, if you're following us live, that you would like a birthday reading. And what is that, right? So you guys are starting to figure out that I do a lot more than just sit here and speak to past loved ones, or I do a lot more than just psychic card work. I do a lot because I feel that to better serve you all and to use my gifts effectively and efficiently is to continue growing and expanding my knowledge, my connection. Sometimes that's through teachers, sometimes that's through my direct spirit link, my spirit team. And in doing so, I'm able to give you guys such a variety when you come to me. So your readings aren't ever going to be the same. One day we might pull oracle cards, right? So I do have some oracle cards today. We might get to some of those. I do crystal readings. So it's picking out crystals that call to you and feeling the vibration and energy behind it. But I also do numerology readings, right? So the birthday means just the day you were born. I was born on the 4th. So for me, my birthday would be the 4th. And that holds power and that holds validation of the path we're on. It also kind of forewarns us of what's going on. So all I need is just the day you were born. So for me, it would be the 4th. You don't have to give me the time, date, year. That's all personal information because we can go off of that and give you a little glimpse into who you are and what you're doing. So that's part of the fun today is it's going to be interactive. You know how I go. I fly by the seat of my pants half the time, and yet I got a script going on as well of stuff that I want to hit on. So let's start off, and we're going to take our breaks, so make sure you guys pay attention to those as well. I love it. People are chiming in. I can't talk today. I never can talk when I'm doing spirit work. Diane W., you know what I mean. So let's start off with some taboo numbers across the world, right? Some cultures consider at least one number to be unlucky, and some take it really more seriously than others. Like, it's a big deal. When it comes down to not putting those numbers on elevator floors, on hospital room doors, on apartment doors, right? The first one, and this one actually shocked me. I didn't know this one existed in a taboo form because I really didn't do the research. I just knew that like 13 and 666 and a couple other ones in there were taboo numbers. But the number 4, and for me, I'm thinking angelic number, right? Nah. In China and Japan and some other East Asian countries, it's extremely unlucky, that number 4. And it's pronounced she. And I know I'm not pronouncing it 100% correct, okay? But she. And the number is considered so unlucky by some that it's left out in things such as seat numbers. So if you're in a movie theater or, you know, any type of arena, floors, so on a building, even sports teams. They don't want that number included on their jerseys, right? Also, the reason for this is down to the pronunciation. In Mandarin and Japanese, the word for death is very similar in pronunciation to the number 4 translated. Okay, I get that now. I can kind of see where that correlation might kind of happen there. They aren't going to want to put anything taboo, anything that might, you know, be an equal to death. I mean, who would want to do that? So for them, they leave that number out. Interesting enough, China lost the bid to the Olympics in 2004. There's a 4 right there, you guys. They're using that last number. They're not adding it up like in numerology. And they got a chance in 2008. Interesting. Now for me, I would break that up and I'd be like, well, there's 2, 4s, and 8. But for them, they're just looking at that last number. This made them believe that that number 4 is unlucky for them. And there's a name for that, right? There's this, it's always a superstition. There's always this like arachnophobias and it's tetraphobia. And that's the aversion to the number 4. Now I see some of you are starting to put in your birthdays. Please do not send me your entire birthday because I do not need your name and your entire birthday. That's too much personal information nowadays out in the widestream web. All I need is the date that you were born on. So for me, I was born on the 4th of the month. That's all I want. Okay, so please don't send me your personal information because I cannot be legally at fault for anything that might happen when you start giving me your first name, your last name from your Facebook posts, and then all of your birthday information. So please just give me the day that you were born. All right, moving on. We've got the number 7. And a lot of people find the number 7 is just their lucky number. And they aren't actually sure why. Might be on their baseball jerseys or whatever it might be. But it is considered, China, Thailand, and Vietnam, it's considered unlucky, right? So for some of us, we're like, oh yeah, that's my lucky number. For those countries, nope. And the reason why is that the 7th month is ghost month. How cool is that? The month where all hell is open and ghosts can rise and visit Earth. What? I need to go. I'd like to check that out myself, personally. Well protected by my spirit team, my angels, and be able to go into that. But that's a legit concern for them. Now, if you think about it, January, February, March, April, May, June, July, that's July. It's not even like October where it's Halloween for us, right? So that 7th month for them is considered ghost month. The number 8 is considered lucky in the Far East. However, India, it is considered unlucky. Okay, so now we're getting into China, Vietnam, Japan. Now we're into India. And it's said to be related to the 3-star breakers, or Sani in Hindi. I know I'm pronouncing that wrong, so I apologize. It's a relationship breaker and a peace breaker. And that's also related to the number 8. Earthquakes, tsunamis, and terror attacks, they all have enhanced this theory from the dates that they fall on. And yet for us, you know, when we look at the good side of 8s, how can you think of that as being so negative? Another number, number 9. In Japan, the number 9 is pronounced ku. The reason for this is very similar to the number 4, except instead of sounding similar to death, it sounds similar to torture or suffering. I fully am on board with them not wanting to use these numbers, right? Because it's associated and sounds similar to these horrific things that can happen to people. So they're taking some of these numbers out of everything that's physical around them, right? Number 13, yep, we've all probably heard of that. Most common and lucky numbers across different countries, particularly in the West, right? There are a few theories for this. Number 1, it's most relating to religion. The Last Supper had 13 people at its table, right? And it says that Judas, the betrayer of Jesus, was the 13th to sit at that table. So some of these have religious connotations behind them. Interesting. Also, Friday the 13th, right? October 1307, King Philip of France arrested and tortured the majority of the Knights Templar. And this is where Friday the 13th got its bad rep from. That's fascinating. I didn't actually know that back in the day when I was learning about numbers and just heard about it in movies, right? Another theory is linked to full moons. I love full moons. You guys know that. Monks responsible for the calendars had problems with the years with full 13 moons instead of 12. So they found that to be bad luck. I've got a few more numbers in here I want to go through. So you guys stay tuned because I'm going to go to a quick break. And then I'm going to get back with some readings and I'm going to get back with a whole bunch more information on these superstitious numbers and then our lucky numbers. You guys remember, Eye of Soul Radio also is Shades of Spirit Radio as well. We're two separate entities, but we're the same. Myself and Spirit Walker Nicole do Shades of Spirit Radio. We were on last night at 5 o'clock. So if you missed it, because it's a time change for us, we used to be on Mondays, tune in, rewatch it. We had a blast with the Fierce Four. We'll be coming back and doing that the first Wednesday at 5 every week or every month. And yeah, I'm going to have more for you. So stay tuned. I'll be back after these messages.
Transition, simultaneously the most difficult and vital part of the human experience. Without change, how would we grow? Tune in to Grounding Into Your Radiance with Stacey Barber every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Step into your truth and allow the light into your life. For more information about Stacey and her services, visit StaceyBarber.com. That's Stacey, S-T-A-C-I-E, Barber.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a 3-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Eye of Soul Radio. I am psychic medium Jamie, and today we are talking about numbers and not the accountant kind, right? You know, there's nothing wrong with being an accountant. My dad was an accountant, CPA, the works. This is more on that spiritual slash taboo superstitious numbers. And it's about how we can connect. Everything has energy. Everything has a vibration. And being able to connect on these levels really gets us to understand who we are, where we're going, what we're doing in life. Some people overlook numerology readings because they're not going to hear from their loved one, or maybe it's not their traditional oracle cards or traditional tarot. But in reality, I think I probably give more to the here and now and the present of the individual I'm working with through numbers. And that's because the numbers don't lie. Again, like if somebody, you know, lied on your birth certificate, that might be one thing. And the numbers change based on who you are at the time and what name you follow. You can even go down to what street that you grew up on, where you're living now with the numbers and the address and where you're at, and to see the evolution of where you're going. So it's fascinating on that part of it. But I believe I have a caller. So I want to take our caller, and then I'm going to give you some more of these taboo and superstitious numbers, and then we'll do some more readings.
All right, we've got Shanna from Texas. Shanna, you're on?
Yes.
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Now, have you had a numerology reading before?
No, I have not.
Okay. So, are you comfortable with just, all I need is the day you were born? I was the 4th. What day were you born on?
The 12th.
The 12th. So is my brother. That's a good day. Okay, so for our 12s, this is, again, just a piece and a component of who you are, what you're evolving through, what we're moving towards, is you possess a high degree of artistic talent, and that emerges in virtually everything you take seriously. It says, from your home and cooking to the way that you express yourself in any artistic endeavor you commit to. It also talks about being highly imaginative and quick-witted. And they're starring that for me, the quick-witted part. Because I think sometimes they're kind of showing, like, you take people back sometimes by how quick you can respond and what comes out of your mouth. Does that resonate with you?
Yes.
Yeah. I also hear that sometimes it's gotten you in trouble and they're pointing their finger at you. Like,
yes.
Yeah. And you're like, kind of, and actually what they're showing me, it's pretty cool. It gives me the chills. It's like you sinking into that turtle shell, like, ooh, I'll just be in here for a minute until it all kind of dies down. But that also is part of your, I like it, your charm, your humor, the creative part of it that really does come out for you. You can be the life of the party, entertaining people with stories and jokes and witty remarks. So again, I have to urge you in life as you go on. I'm sure you've already learned these lessons, but That tongue of yours definitely can get you into trouble. And also they're talking about how it's helped you get into certain things in your life, maybe jobs or just groups or people, because you are so quick and because you can think fast. They're saying you're steadfast as well, which is interesting. You have plenty of vitality and your body heals quicker than most people's, except I feel like you might be laughing at that right now. Do you have some things going on with your physical body?
Yes.
I really feel a lot of pressure right now in my lower back, kind of hip area. Just, it's something that you're going to be working through, because with the number 12 backing your birthday, which that number is not going to change, you can heal quickly. It's just, they're actually showing me different avenues and doors for you to look into. So I don't think only modern medicine is the key, because they're unlocking doors for you to being able to move some of this out, because some of it feels like energy from past trauma, past hurts. Does that make sense? Okay. So I would definitely recommend finding someone locally to have, maybe when you're comfortable, you could even have them distance a Reiki session to move some of this energy out along with what you're doing medically. And you'll start to feel a little bit lighter, because I do feel like everything just kind of balls up and it just centers into certain spots and it's so uncomfortable. And I need you just to kind of release that energy. Part of your 12th birthday also is you're talented in verbal and writing. So, do you still hand write letters to people or cards?
I do like to write, yes.
Yeah. Continue that process, because it's also a great, great way for you to release and to be able to move that energy out and to be able to express without getting yourself into so much trouble. They are funny. You have a curious spirit team, let me tell you. Because when you write, you actually go back through and read it, and then you're like, ooh, no, maybe we'll change that sentence today. But no, like that. That really is part for you, is to continue that writing. And I feel that you have really beautiful penmanship, because I feel like this flow that goes with it. Like they don't teach cursive really anymore, but I feel like you just have this flow to your writing and this energy. You also have a great deal of enthusiasm. You are emotional, friendly, sociable, and affectionate. And all of those can get us into trouble, because you're opening up so much energetically and allowing all these people in and giving all your energy out, that right now what's happening physically in your body, as well as you are giving out so much and you have for so long, but you're not getting it back equally. And so I'm seeing where that's kind of that barrier, and your body's just like, it's tired, and it energetically it's tired, and it's causing you to have some of these physical things going on, which is great news, because you can reverse this. You can take back your energy. You can close off a little bit. It doesn't have to be all together. But boundaries, and then grounding yourself, finding some energy work to be done, expressing through writing. And just what I love for this number 12 is acknowledging who you are, standing in that power, and moving forward. And that's what they're saying is going to happen with you when you take back some of this energy for yourself. I love that.
Okay.
Yeah. It also says don't waste your energy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Don't waste your energy on trivial matters. So that's also part of you learning how to create those boundaries, that if it isn't going to mean something for you, and I don't want to mean in a selfish way, but if you're not going to get something back energetically, I'm not saying it has to be physical objects or monetary, right now is not the time to be giving out that energy. So if it's trivial in your eyes, because I do feel you're quick to judge sometimes, and that's okay, understand that those people can figure their lessons out on their own, and you can just stay in your space of healing and connection right now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to get better. It really is. It's just you are going to have to do some of the self-work and move some of this energy out and really connect on releasing in order to start feeling lighter again and to start healing, because that's one of your gifts as a 12. I'm going to leave you with that. Woo, thanks for calling. Yeah. Have a great rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, you guys, see how cool that is? Like, I love numbers. I'm just going to keep saying it. It's so cool. Okay, so we'll do more readings. Don't worry. I've got the 14s in here. I've got the 16s ready to go as well. So think about this, though. Number 17, that's not a number that I would have even thought would have been some sort of taboo or superstitious number. It seemed unlucky in Italy. So now I want to go back to my dad and ask him, because we've got some Italian in us, and see if he resonates with this. It's said that those Roman numerals, 17, right, XV11, and where these are rearranged, they spell V-I-X-I, which means my life is over. Well, that's another one of those taboos that we don't want to do, right? We don't want to be in that taboo lane. Also, it is when translating from Latin. So that's how they're translating that. You don't want to put something out there that's meaning my life is over. Just like the four, where it's death, right? We don't want to put those out there. Also, Indians consider number 17 to be unlucky because it sums to the number 8, which is controlled by Saturn. Huh. Now we've got them simplifying it as a numerology and then still equating that number 8 to be a negative number, just like they did in India, right? That number 8 for them was said to be a relationship breaker, a peace breaker. Also, it equates to tsunamis and earthquakes, like big things that cause catastrophes around the world. Interesting when they get down to that and they actually simplified it. Saturn gives favorable results only after immense hardships. So if you have a 17 also in your birthday, it's interesting to see how you've evolved from that number. People born on the dates 8 and 26 will also experience delays in marriage, jobs, and childbirth unless you clear out that energy very early on. And sometimes we do that without even knowing it, which is really interesting. We've done the Italians. This was interesting. 26, right? 2 is the moon, 6 is Venus, are enemies. And it has brought many disasters, they say, especially in India. So we're going back to that culture there. Also, there was a giant earthquake that occurred on the 26th of January that brought a tsunami in. There was a tsunami on the 26th of December in 2004. And there were terrorist attacks in Mumbai, Taj Mahal, a hotel on November 26th, 2008. There's the 6, the 2 that equal 8, and the 2008. And those are just a few examples of 26. I would have never thought about 26 as a negative number or a taboo number or superstitious number. This is not to say that if these are your numbers and they're numbers that you hold dear to yourself, change them, because it's all about the power we give them. I just had a reading today where we discussed that. We give the power backing certain words, certain things, certain situations. It was interesting. The number 43, the Japanese avoid the number 43 because it sounds close to the sounds associated with the word stillbirth. Hospitals in Japan avoid room 43. Isn't that interesting? They also consider the number 24 to be dangerous and resonate with a similar meaning of 43. This is all how they're pronounced and sound. That's crazy. And yet so interesting and so intriguing to me. All right, let's just get into it. Number 666 before we go to break. That is, you know, amongst the Christian communities, because it's the number of the beast, the devil, right? Or the Antichrist. You're going to see it portrayed in movies and glorified. It also is referred in the Bible by John and is therefore considered unlucky amongst Christians. However, recently scholars believe that the number was mistranslated in the King James Bible and is actually 616. But the debate still remains and it's open. That fascinates me, right? Now, I'm not here to talk about religion. I'm just here to give you the facts of what these people have believed of these superstitious numbers. For me, that 666 number is actually a positive number. When I see it, I know that it's about endings and beginnings and starting fresh and moving forward. It also is to get me back on track. So we take these numbers and we roll with them. You guys, after this break, we're going to look into some lucky numbers, but I'll start with the numbers 14 and 16 because you guys are hanging in there and hanging out with us today. Go to shadesofspirit.com. I have a $75 special right now for a 1-hour psychic medium reading. Yeah, that's 75 bucks, you guys. The reason why I can keep doing these specials, and I've had numerous clients ask me lately, how do you do this? Is because of you guys, your referrals, your sending me off to friends, your booking group readings through Zoom. That's how I can keep my prices lower and to be able to get to more of you. So you can book at shadesofspirit.com. Just click on the tab, and I will see you guys right after this break.
Inspire, create, empower, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's your turn to reclaim your life. Experience the unmitigated joy of breathing life into your own passions, into your own purpose, with me, life coach Ricky Schwartz, at myturnlifecoaching.com. In the meantime, tune into my show, My Turn Life Coaching, live every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Hey, are you loving Shades of Spirit Radio? Well, mark your calendars. Shades of Spirit goes live in a new time spot every Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. What? Yeah, you heard that right. Psychic medium Jamie and spirit walker Nicole. 5 p.m. every Wednesday. Live readings, giveaways, oracle cards, and lots of fun. So be there. Call into the show at 1-800-930-2819 and visit ShadesOfSpirit.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
TheAngelLady.net.
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 TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm.
Sue Storm.
TheAngelLady.net.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here from Eye of Soul Radio. We are talking about numbers today. So much fun. You know, we were talking at break, my producer and I, and it was just doing the research for this. So, you know, I know a lot, and yet I realize I also know very little. And that's why I really strive to learn all that I can in all these different aspects of spirituality and different modalities that we can work with spirit in. And to learn and understand, like, pronunciations and how they, you know, they sound like certain numbers, and that's what gives that number that taboo. And yet we're over here like, if I see 444, the angels are around. Like, it's hard to think about that. But it was funny because I think I probably should have named the show Numbers Don't Lie. Like, I'm getting better at the titles, but they really don't. And I loved being able to have our last caller and have her just totally validate everything that was coming through. So I want to do the number 14. So, okay, Jacob, listen up. Here we go. Number 14, this is the day you were born. So if you guys want to put in the chats and let me know the day you were born, that's all I need. The 14th, the 23rd, the 4th, just put that number in there and I'll get to as many as I can tonight, because readings can be done based off numbers, off of crystals, off of oracle cards, tarot cards, speaking with your past loved ones. There's so many different ways that we can do that, and I try and encompass all of them. Palm reading's a little bit difficult to do through Zoom, I'm not going to lie, so you aren't going to see that program going on right now, but all different ways of us to be able to connect on that spiritual side. So my 14s, you guys love change, you guys love excitement and travel. And I feel as though for my 14s, if you guys are starting to feel a little bit restless right now within your own skin or where you're at, it's because of this energy is so strong within you. Your birthday cannot be changed. So this goes with that life path number as well. This is who you are to a core level. So if anything, get outside and see something different. I know we're all trying to be careful and we're trying to keep ourselves healthy, but there are ways that we can go and do some even day traveling in a safe way. And so they're saying to you, go out and get some fresh air and see something different. I'm not saying book a trip to Italy right now, and don't use the number 17 on anything, because apparently that is not going to work for over there. But at the same time, it's time for you to get out. You do become easily bored, which is also that drive of needing to do different things and change up the scenery and change up your surroundings. sounds a lot like me, but I'm not a 7 or a 14 here. And you need the new and exotic to feel stimulated and alive. So you guys are go-getters. You guys are out there just bring it. I want to experience it. I want to feel it. And it tangible as well. I want to feel it, touch it, smell it, taste it. All of your senses become one when you're living life. And right now we're having a little bit of a hard time to get back on track of living life, right? You have a gift with words and likely possess much talent as a writer or editor. Very interesting. It says you're highly social and you work well with others as long as there are not too many restrictions to bind you. No. And I'm hearing it's not because you guys are control freaks as we are. I'm a Virgo. I'm a control freak. I will own that title. So I will say it. But at the same time, you can't have limits to what's going on. You want a little bit. You want people to kind of oversee a little bit, but you need that creative freedom, right? You need to be able to explore. You get restless easily. A characteristic that can make you change vocations or relationships much too quickly. So my 14s that have, you know, put in the notes over here, let me know how that's going for you. You know, are you noticing in relationships, it doesn't have to be just romantic. It can also just be, you know, that aspect of just friendships and in work relationships that if they don't stimulate you, you become bored and you look for something else. You have to have a partner. I would honestly say, Jacob's a Virgo too. Look at us, Virgos. Signs that are like Aries might be intriguing to you, which is really odd because Virgos and Aries really, it's a hard match for the two because Aries is full of fire and they're full of energy and exploration. But yet you have the 14 in that birthday. So, okay, for Jacob, for you, does this resonate so far with who you are?
Yeah, definitely. It's actually kind of weird.
Well, I can, you know, psych out my own producer. This is fun. Major changes in your life should be studied well before you make them. And I do feel that you jump feet first a lot of times. I guess I'm just moving into your energy, so this is fun.
No, totally. That lines up with me.
Yeah, and being able to move forward is going to be a little bit trickier. My other 14 on here, let me know. How are we doing for you? I think my 14, Elaine A. Oh, Elaine, you follow us a lot. Let me know if I'm right on track for you as well. You can be overconfident and headstrong, but you also tend to be lucky and a natural gambler. So it's almost like, all right, well, I'm going to roll the dice here and see. Oh, yeah, look, that worked out for me. It isn't luck. It's actually your life path. So I don't want to break the news to you 14s. You are not lucky, yet you are. It's really where you're supposed to be moving towards. Underlying your love of change is insecurity. Beneath an exterior of calm and coolness lies much emotional turbulence. So we are sufferers in 14, but it's the internal struggle. And we're not going to express it outward, except for maybe being more restless, wanting to travel, wanting to get away. We try and escape. And that's going to catch up with us as 14s if we don't really start aligning ourselves on that path. You do have a quick and analytical mind. You're original and practical, but can be erratic. Well, no wonder, because we're all over the place as 14s. We're like, hey, I'm going to go over here. No, wait, I want to go over there. I'm going to see this. I want to do that. You also light up the sampler platter of life, learning all sorts of things, and yet you struggle with finding that one thing that you want to stick with. And I'm going to hear to tell you right now, you don't need one thing to stick with. That is the old school way, and we're in the new world way, where we can learn everything and move our way through everything and be just as successful, if not more, because we're giving back more. So I love that part of it. Also, it says, you know, you can make great success of your life because of this energy. It's just channeling it in the right direction, which, you know, is really key for us. And my 16 over here, let's see. So, Anne Godfrey, you are a 16. That's the date that you were born. Your overpowering orientation is toward spiritual aspects of your life. I like this number because it is a very spiritual number when it comes to the birthday and in numerology. You are driven to understand the unseen world. So let me know, like, does this resonate with you? Do you have some sort of drive or you know, is it just interesting to you, that spirit side of life? I even feel like maybe taking classes on this would be great to see what resonates with you. On some level, you feel like a foreigner on planet Earth. So for 16s, we separate ourselves, the human aspect versus the spiritual, and that is a very hard match to make. And so that makes walking in the path of both your human lessons and the spiritual one, where you actually don't go anywhere for periods of time, because the struggle is real when you're a 16. You have fine analytical minds that is capable of penetrating beneath the surface of the subject at hand. You divide and conquer. you look at all the avenues quickly and pick the right one. So that's a positive part of that. You have the capacity for excellent concentration. You must use that mind to your greatest advantage. And that's that mind of being able to connect spiritually as well. Follow the signs that they're giving us. You have excellent intuition, that gut. So make sure that you have clear solar plexus, because that's our gut instinct. That's our who we are. That's our power center. And that is our intuition. And even possess psychic abilities. So I'd love to hear from you, Anne, if you've noticed that some of those clairs, clairaudience, clairvoyance, claircognizance, clairsentience, if those are things that you do feel or have felt in your life. Trust your intuition and use it as a guide in life, but at all times be practical as your application for your insights. So it's practicality for you as well. You're very sensitive and feel deeply, but you don't share your feelings easily. I get that. Nor do you communicate them well. So it takes you time to actually process what it is that you want to say and move forward in that conversation. People think either you're being standoffish or it's a weakness. And in reality, it is your strength, because when you come back with what it is that needs to be said in communication, you are strong, you are empowered, except sometimes it loses a little bit of that lackluster because we've waited and held back and not actually moved forward and kind of, you know, convey the message that we want right then and there. So it's just something they're talking about watching out for. You guys, numerology is amazing, right? When we come back from the next break, I want to talk about angel numbers and lucky numbers, because yeah, some of these numbers are taboo in other countries, but for a lot of us, we really do rely on these numbers as signs. The angel numbers, you know, a lot of us in the spiritual community rely on them for guidance, for direction, for connection with our spirit teams and our angels. We also might make numbers to hey, grandpa, your number is going to be 67 or 77. And when I see that number, I know you're around and I know you're guiding and directing me. This works. You just have to have faith that when you put it out there, it's going to come back. And then be observant. You're using your human senses, you're going to see them, whether it's license plates, phone numbers, numbers on moving trucks that go by with phone numbers, right? Also validating your life path is huge for that part. I do find it interesting at the number four, right? Being so dark in some of these cultures with such heaviness to them, death, right? That's a big one right there for the four. And yet when we see it in angelic numbers, 444 is like, oh my gosh, my angels are with me. They're here. They're trying to get my attention. And so we're seeing it on the opposite side. It's all about how we perceive them and what we give as the power behind these numbers. You guys, I'm so excited because we had on the Fierce Four yesterday on Shades of Spirit at 5 o'clock. Jump back and join us. We are freaking hilarious, I'm going to say. I am partial. But on the other hand, we're going to be doing a YouTube show. And that is going to be strictly on YouTube. So I urge you to go to our YouTube page, Shades of Spirit. All of our Transformation Talk radio shows are on there. I have guided meditations on there. And we're going to be doing the show every Sunday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to about 6 p.m. with guided topics. But it's going to be like you're watching The View in the morning or some of these morning talk shows with four spiritual woohoos. I haven't seen that yet. And I know that we're going to get some backing behind that. I've already heard that. So that's freaking awesome to know that part. Again, you can find events for Shades of Spirit on Shades of Spirit on Facebook at Shades of Spirit LLC. When we come back from the break, more angel numbers, more readings, and I will see you guys quickly after we come back.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Mind to Heart with me, Craig Richardson, carves a pathway from your mind to your heart to activate that innate compass to overcome whatever life sends your way. As an intuitive life coach, I am ready to guide you to an amazing life. Tune in live every second and fourth Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about me, visit CraigERichardson.com.
Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie. I don't have Spirit Walker Nicole here today, so I really could just go to, hey. That day, I thought she was going to spit out the coffee she was drinking that Monday morning because I was kind of channeling my inner Joey from Friends. How you doing? But no, we're just in a hey kind of mode. I'm also in numbers mode. We are having so much fun with this. And thank you, Elaine, for the feedback. Sounds about right. It's one of those things where you just can't change that dynamic. And it's learning that you're learning lessons, you're in the present mode, and you're moving forward as well. So with the angelic realm, right? I want to know from you guys, how many of you see repetitive numbers? 111, 222, 333, 444, right? Et cetera, et cetera. Or how many of you are seeing 1234, 123? Maybe it's a receipt that you got at Starbucks. And your order number was, 99671123. All of these are signs if we're paying attention to them, right? It's in-your-face reminders. And that's why I love numbers is because it is. It's something that we can't deny. We have to look at the clock from time to time, right? If we're looking at license plates, it's usually because we're on the road and we're kind of streamlined thinking. But at the same time, we can use that as a tool. But in doing so, it's that connection directly. When we connect and ask for some help and guidance with the angelic realm, they're gonna reach out. They're gonna be there for us. When we ask for help, we're gonna receive it. Okay, so let's take the number 8. Now that was taboo. I'm scrolling up here, guys. Remember, I take notes. I can't memorize everything. The number 8 was unlucky in the Far East. However, India is it's considered lucky in the Far East, but India considers it unlucky. And it's related to a relationship breaker, right? A peace breaker. Earthquake, tsunamis. And yet when we think about number 8s in the angelic realm or the spiritual side of it, it is infinity. It's abundance. It's time to manifest financially. Number 8s in their life path are very materialistic. So you guys make awesome financial advisors, business men and women, owning your own company. It's all about extracting that financial abundance out of that number 8. It also is the infinity symbol as well. So if you want more abundance in your life, maybe it's not just financially, maybe it's love, maybe it's friendships, whatever it might be, the number 8 is your go-to. Now, a few ways that you can do it is you've got to be able to see it, feel it, and believe it. So I want you to write out the number 8 on pieces of paper. You will see in some of your readings when I do them, I always send you my notes. I take pictures of them and send them to you. You might see me writing a whole bunch of 8s. It's the infinity symbol. It's about the inner connection you have between spirit and yourself. It's the alignment for mind, body, and spirit, and it's about manifestation for you. With that being said, write out your number 8. You can hold it in your hand on a piece of paper and meditate on it. I would definitely call an Archangel Ariel while doing this because she's about manifesting as well in connection. So now you're building the bridges and you're adding elements to be able to create what you want. Maybe you make a little sign, right? And you screen save it on your phone. So every time you turn your phone on, you see 888. Manifesting, abundance, prosperity. So now we are backing the energy of that number and being able to move forward, which is so awesome. Also, you know, we think about that mysterious four, like we've talked about, and yet for us, it's angels. It's the sign that our angels are around us. They've heard our prayers. If you see number 444, that means your angels are extremely close and they're all around you at this time, right? So it's about that connection. It's about allowing them in that space, healing, whatever it is that you need, they're there. Knowing and feeling how loved and supported you are from them is really that key component. 44 lets us know they're sending extra comfort. So it's kind of like a gradual build with that number four, which is really cool. You know, if you got a four, they're with you. They're sending you signs. They're connecting. They're hearing our prayers. They're letting us know we're with us. 44, they're sending extra comfort and love. And the triple fours are like, you're completely covered. So pay attention to that part, please. It's so cool about how numbers can switch for us, right? So if we go back to the number eight, and we think about you have a talent for business, that good sense of money like we talked about on your life path, you're going to be able to have those creative original ideas, but tapping into that eight energy and asking to see it. I do that all the time on the business aspect of it, right? We own our own business. So for me, if I see 888 on a phone number, and then I see 888 on a van, on the license plate, and then I have to call somewhere and it's 888, hallelujah, I know it's coming. I know I'm on track. The key of numbers is to make sure you're paying attention to you. What are your thoughts at the moment? Any type of spiritual signs. What are you thinking about in the moment? Otherwise, we lose track of what the signs are validating. That's very big, okay? Same for the fourth. Like if you have a birthday on the fourth, you're a hard worker. You are a conscientious person. You are precise and take great care at what you do. And I find that that does ring true for me because I am that fourth birthday. You're highly principled, disciplined, and responsible. I have to agree. I do have to say that I am working in this life with the number four on, I'm responsible, but I have a delay. I procrastinate. I just did a release intentions workshop on that, and I am definitely paying attention to that and improving on that part of it. You take obligations seriously. You're highly ethical. Absolutely. You have compassion for people, and you tend to persevere in the face of obstacles, right? That's the four. If you're a number eight and you're born on that, you have sound judgment, need the freedom to exercise it. You're very vocal, but that also gets you what you want when you're manifesting and creating, which is the back behind the eight. You're highly competitive. You're realistic, self-confident, practical, ambitious, and goal-oriented. If you're born on the eighth, I recommend you using that energy to its fullest potential in manifesting, right? Because when we do that, we definitely want to make sure that we are connecting at that level. I just got someone who is a 19. Let's look at the 19. Let's pull up that energy for us. The 19s, you are highly determined and yearn for independence. So you guys are starting out life much earlier than a lot of us. So it might be at 15, 16, maybe you got the keys to the car and you were out the door and you were very rarely home. You are setting out to get that job. You're going to school. You are living your life to its fullest. That independence is very key. And if you don't get it, you start to rebel. You start to go inward and it becomes kind of a rocky territory for you. So anybody that's a 19, if you could jump in here and validate that, that would be awesome. Also, you tend to struggle to achieve the degree of self-sufficiency you desire, and you may endure considerable frustration in your struggle for independence. That can work into our future, right? And if we're making the same, I'm not going to call them mistakes because they're life lessons, but we're not actually learning them, clearing them, and moving forward, we repeat the pattern. And when we repeat the pattern, it's just us spinning our wheels. We're spinning in circles. And so we get frustrated and we feel like people are trying to control us. And then we get angry and then we're defensive because of that energy coming through. Also, your challenge is to achieve a wider degree of perspective on yourself and others. It is a lot about stepping back and acknowledging that others are different than you, allowing that self-judgment to kind of release, and taking the person for who they are. And that's difficult for 19s to do. Exchanging ideas with others lets you know, exchanging ideas with others lets you become isolated by your own views. So sometimes my views, really, what's really important here. Not that you're discrediting them, but working with others is not necessarily your strongest suit either. I know 19s, this sounds kind of like a drag, but not at all, because the power behind your number is coming right here. You are highly ambitious and have a strong drive for success and power. Although self-confident, you also like to be encouraged. So you need to have that person every so often, not all the time. You don't want hovering. Again, we're on control issues, but you need to have that encouragement of like, good job. Thanks a lot. Appreciate what you're doing. Right. I love it. Mary Jane, 19. Yes. On point. Perfect. You're a pioneer at heart and you are willing to take risks to get what you desire. So the risk-taking part of it's so much fun. I love that about 19s. They're willing to take those risks to get what they want. And you know what? The majority of the time you guys do, because you have that intention behind it. So fun. You are very sensitive with many emotional ups and downs. Yeah, that's for damn sure. I know a 19, they are very sensitive and will go through those ups and downs, highs and lows, and yet manifest things very quickly. If you subtract the 19, that's 8. That's manifesting. That's material objects coming in. That's also financial gain. So cool on that level of it. You like to control your emotions in public and come off as if everything is under control. So you put on that fake, I don't want to say fake, but there is that blinding part that you don't allow others to come in. And with determination and your inventive and creative minds, you have the potential for achievement and financial reward because you're backed by that 8. Isn't numbers cool? I'm totally going to do another show on numbers, so don't worry about it. We're going to continue this process. Love it. Like and share it. We really do appreciate it. This month, I have the Sacred Circle coming up. I have a few spots left for this coming Sunday, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's only $25, and you get a mini reading, and it's a small, intimate group. I only take 10 or less, and that way we can keep it private and personal. I am, again, doing readings, $75 for a one-hour psychic medium reading on the March Madness this month, so please take advantage of that. You can book at shadesofspirit.com for any of my services. And then we also have a new workshop coming up. So please go on Shades of Spirit LLC on Facebook and check it out. If you're interested in energy work, healing, being an intuitive coach, I have got a doula in this group. I've got some major healers coming in, and I have people that have no concept but are interested who also want to learn and grow. I'm offering that as a 6-month course once a month. Check it out. You guys, thank you so much. I will see you on the 10th, which is Wednesday, 11 a.m. I am filling in for Dr. Pat, and we're going to be talking about a book from Sylvia Brown. So that's going to be awesome. And then we're here on Wednesday at 5 p.m. and Thursday, 5 p.m. All right, you guys, have a good evening. Thanks. Thank you for listening in on Eye of Soul Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Psychic Medium Jamie. Return here next time so you can explore more of the lower level energies, realms, or dimensions. We will go through more darker spirit stories and provide more guidance and self-growth to those who need it. For more information about me, Psychic Medium Jamie, and the Eye of Soul, visit eyeofsoulradio.com. That's eyeofsoulradio.com. Eye of Soul Radio only on TransformationTalkRadio.com. See you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.